Gerçekten. Ah, fazla sağ ol.
The Hask should have left, right?
Yeah.
Of course. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Okay. Zechadish was having Murray, Yakub, and Sokhuchas, Zechadish was having El Shana, Vas Yeshua, Falak. Okay. So this is the story. We're packet three. We're talking about Nikra Isser. So there's still a lot to do. So we said, Patrus's Nikra Isser means that you could see the Isser. But there are some shitas that hold that if you can make the Isser be seen, then you mechuyev to make the Isser be seen. Now, with some things, once it melts into the pot, you know, you have a pot of cholent. And then you have milk that was somehow got in. So then it already disperses in the pot. So if you have shishim, you'll be okay. If you don't have shishim, then it's possible b'cholof. So, and pashas is once it disperses, you're not going to be able to retrieve it, so to speak. Now, most probably, you know, if you'll take this cholent pot to a lab, and you'll probably be able to, you know, get a professional technician there to, you know, to be able to somehow, you know, separate the two. Most probably, good chemist will be able to do that. But that stomach, that's tircha gedoyla, that's a woman has to do that. So that's not considered, you know, that it's considered, even the Ra'ah, even those even Tircha Gadol, so Harav Goldenberg Shlita says that, what about the Darkei Tshuva? What about the Munkacher? Do you see the Munkacher clip?
Yes.
You got to see the clip. Munkacher. Wow. No one like the Munkacher. Munkacher clip. So even Tircha Gadol, but I don't think he even meant that. You know, there's Tircha Gedola and then there's Tircha Gedola Ma'od Ma'od. You know, I don't think he even meant that. You know, and the Ramos case is talking about putting water in the mixture and then the chalav will flow to the top. Okay, so maybe, but this is, there was a man by the name of Dr. Leo Levy, Professor Levy. He wrote a book called Jewish Chrononomy, all about Shkia and Seisach Chachavim, all these things. He lived here in the Heights, and then he was involved with Machon Lev in Leo Levy, Jewish Chrononomy. So So Rav Henkin wrote a Haskama to the book, but he writes that, you know, it's a very nice book, but, you know, the mice of the Torah was only, it wasn't given to the scientists. The Torah was given to the Hamonam. So if you need a special, it wasn't given to the astrologers and astronomers, it was given to the regular people. So if the regular people are not able to, you know, to see it, you know, so then that's not called see when the stars are, to see when the, you know, so that's not called, you know, Nikra Isser. Even though anything would probably be able to be retrieved, you know, you put on isotopes and, you know, you retrieve it, you know, in a pot of troll. But a regular person won't be able to do that, you know, get to separate the, you know, the milk from the, so it's, that's called bottle. That's called bottle.
You would never be able to also, you never have a tarevis laugh palaf where you apply bittul if you take it to the extreme, you know?
Right, yeah. In other words, you could always be able to, a chemist will be able to remove, you know, any mixtures of, you know, milk, you know, kosher milk and non-kosher milk that have different, you know, characteristics, and somebody who's a chemist will be able to separate the two. But that the Torah doesn't, you know, yeah.
You also have a point in terms of like looking at, let's say, if we're looking at Amara in Hilchos Nida, if you go to a chemist, they might find some blood there, but that's why we rely on the colors and not on the actual.
Right. So, okay. Right, that's something to do with that as well. Mm-hmm. What were you saying?
He says, where's the mucker? It's just squirrel.
Where's the mucker?
There is
a mucker in Yerodea for when we get to it. But I won't tell you now. So then before we get to it, we'll say, oh, this is the mucker. In other words, you're asking, well, in other words, Rav Henkin wrote a tshuva to Leo Levy, and he said, you know, a nice book, but the bottom line is that's not the way the halacha is based on the Hamon, you know, what Hamonam would be able to see. In other words, the Torah wasn't given to when an astronomer knows.
Only
to the Torah to the Bikiyim in the field. The Torah was given to a regular Pasha the Yid has to be able to know when Shabbos is over. You know, that's what they did. You know, I told you. Rabbi Peretzky. Have you heard of Rabbi Peretzky? Okay, so Rabbi Peretzky, I was very close with Rabbi Peretzky. Rabbi Peretzky learned in Radin, in the Chofetz Chaim's yeshiva. And he was the bochin of the yeshiva here. I mean, after Rabbi Mendel. Rabbi Mendel Zaks was the bochin. He was the Chofetz Chaim's son-in-law. So after he was the bochin, Rabbi Peretzky was the bochin. And so when Rabbi Peretzky lived here in the Bronx, and he was the bochen of the yeshiva. In fact, he used to insist that I come in to hear him give bechinas. He wanted me to see how he gave a bechina. And his big yisod with bechinas is I want to know what you know, not what you don't know. What does that mean? Meaning you can always ask a yediyah for somebody, and he won't know the idea. Because the ideas, there's no limit to how many ideas I want. So he wants to say, do the sugya that you're learning now. And I want to see how you understand now. That's what I want to understand. I want to know what you know, not what you don't know. The sugya that you're holding in, how do you understand it? How do you, and that was his yisod. So he insisted that I sit into his machines to see how we. I don't know if the guys necessarily appreciate it, but this is what he wanted, so I wasn't going to argue with him. And so we were very close. So he used to tell me that when he was in the Radin Yeshiva, Chofetz Chaim was already not able to come to the Yeshiva on a regular basis. So the Chofetz Chaim, towards the end of Shabbos, would give like a Sichas Musar to whoever wanted to come. He would give a shmooze, whoever wanted to come. And then he would ask the Shabbos to go out and look to see if there were three stars. And then they would daven Marv. But he says sometimes when Chofetz Chaim felt that the shmooze went long, he told the Shabbos, you don't have to go out. The stars are there. Slaza there. So that was the old way. That was before we had the all these charts and calendar, you know, and all these things. You know, we're born in the technological. So that's why it's important to know, you know, what of technology is important to use in halacha and what is not necessary to use in halacha. See, because the old way of doing things was, you know, like Rav Henkin said to Leo Levy, it's a nice book, but lo nitna Torah, lo astronomim, lo astrologim. You can look at the Hakdama to the Sefer Jewish Chronotomy by Professor Leo Levy.
When the Shas says that some of the years, the son of Bikias is not a philosophic, that wasn't referring to this.
Right, Bikias for the Amonam Bikias. But just because you're not a chemist, that doesn't mean that that's Dashaitu. But if you're something that's, and that's going to be part of the discussion also in terms of the box, what's called Nikar Ha'isser, you know, is it, you know, what a Bucky would be able to, you know, or is it, you know, that's part of this whole discussion of
Wait, so according to that, if a chemist did come and was able to tell you this piece is not going to be able to tell you on my chemistry, would that be called the Nikar Iser, or you would ignore it?
So that's a question. In other words, once he discovered it, and now he can show you where it is. So now does that become like Rav David?
The water?
Yeah, Rav David Feinstein said to me. He said to me, you know, once this guy discovered it, whoever discovered the bug, so now he ruined it for everyone else, so to speak. But maybe not. Maybe there's another tzad to say. But that's what he told me in 1 year in the sukkah.
I'm saying not even that. Just like in a general case where he's the only person in the whole world that would figure it out. He has a certain...
Could you repeat that, Rabbi, what Rav David said?
Rav David said, in other words, it could be that it was Eino Nikar all these years, but once this guy discovered it and now told everyone about it and showed everyone, that he ruined it for everybody. That's what Rav David said to me. So we have to see this.
But Rabbi, why can't you say back that you needed to know about it in order to the bittul to work? You know, you need an idea.
Because it's not mitin bittul. The pashup shot to be matir. I mean, one of the mahalchim to be matir is it's right. It's very right. Very, but it's let's say in a nira leinai. That's not midin bittul. That's just midin, and like Rabbi Goldberg just said, it's a barrier. It's a barrier to the bittul. But that's what Rabbi David told me 1 year in the sukkah. You know that this who found it, who discovered it. So now he ruined it for everybody, so to speak. That was his lashon, Rabbi David. So the Ra'ah says that there's no bittul by Hechsher Kelim. In other words, right, you put away a non-kosher fork, you're using a milchik fork with a fleishik meal and v'chule, and now it's, so you put it away, you have to kasher it, and then the cleaning lady sees this fork, and it's not where it's supposed to be, so... You know, sometimes the cleaning people, they mean well, and then they, I had a Talmud who's in an out of town community, and you know, it was a mikveh there, obviously. So the rainwater, you know, is usually accumulates for a long time, and then the water that people go into is fresh tap water, which is connected with hushak to the rainwater. So so there was a janitor there and saw the mikveh and saw all that dirty water. So he figured we'd do a toiva. So he got rid of all the dirty water. And that was the mikvah. That's the mikvah, that water. And all the clean water was just whoosh up to that. And so luckily it rained a lot in afterwards, and he was able to restore his mikvah. But you know, a lot of people, you know, yeah. He took away the mikvah. So the Ra'ah says that. So normally we paskin la halacha like the Rashba. Rashba is usually our person in halacha, in Yeridaya. That's what Rabbi David Lifshitz always used to say. He says, first you have to learn chulin with the Torah Sabayis, and then you learn Yeridaya. So we're doing it together, but we're always first looking at the Torah Sabayis first, because that's the yisod of your day is the Torah Sabayis. You know, so the Torah Sabayis says if you have a non-kosher fork and it mixes in with the cleaning lady put it back, so you're okay. It's bottled because there were 10 forks in the drawer, and now the one fork you put back in, so it's bottled. So you're good. But the Ra'ah says no. That when the 10 forks are there, and then there's one kosher, 10 kosher forks, one tray fork, that fork is going to be bottled in the other forks because it's Eino Nikar. You can't tell the difference between which fork has the B'liyas of Basar B'Cholav and which is regular. So the Rashba says it's bottle. The Ra'ah says no. That's called Nikar Isser. Because Nikar is, what's the word in Nikar Isser? The word in Nikar Isser is since you could see it, so you can take it out, and you don't have to rely on Bittel. So then Bittel's not Chal. That's called Nikar. Nikar Isser doesn't mean, the Ra'ah says, that you have to be able to see it. It's, Nikar means, since it's Nikar, you can take it out. So then it's not a Taruvus. But, so if you have one tray fork, and it's mixed in with 10 kosher forks, so we pass in lahalach, it's bottle, because lamaisi you can't see it. But the Ra'ah says, no, it's not bottle, because lamaisi you can kasher it. You can kasher them all, and then take out the isser. You won't know, you'll kasher all 11 forks. You won't know which one is the one, so what? But lamaisi you could take out the isser. So whenever you can take out the isser, you can't rely on bittle. And that is, the Ra'ah holds it's a din daraisa. Because that's the board of Nikar Isser. Nikar Isser is just the Hechatimsa. Since it's Nikar, you can take it out. So what if I can take it out without it being Nikar? So he says, so then you have to, you mechuyev. So that's the Ra'ah Shita. But with the Halacha, we don't pass it like the Ra'ah.
Halacha, we don't. The Ra'ah would invite that on Shabbos or a Yom
Kippur? That what? That if you...
That's mixed up on Shabbos, it's bottle.
No, because you could do it. Say to maybe wait till Sunday and do it. Yeah. So you're saying, well, today you can't take it out, but you know that you'll be able to take it out tomorrow. So
Mustama, well, obviously he has nothing else to use for a Suda. If he has something else, he has.
Yeah, that's but a good question. What would be according to the Ra'ah? If it happened, Taruvus happened on Shabbos, and then and you can't do Hagolah on Shabbos. That would be an interesting question. But Lamaisa, we don't paskin like the Ra'ah.
Yeah.
The Ra'ah is always gewaltig in Lumbus, but Lamaisa, we don't paskin. Now, There's a Mishnah here on page 18 in Masechta Me'ilah. And this, the Sefer Agra Yisharim has a whole discussion of this Mishnah. Who wrote the Agra Yisharim? Agra Yisharim was written by the Goyin HaGadol, Reb Chaim Zimmerman Zatzal. Did you hear that name? Okay, so now you're here to hear that name. Reb Chaim Zimmerman was one of the greatest Goyim in the century. He actually learned by Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, and he was a super genius, off the charts. His most famous sefer is on the international date line. He wrote a sefer, Hagan Asar. And then he wrote a sefer, the Rambam Binyan Halacha. He was, he was a personality. He was off the charts. Nephew, right.
What is the old Shabbos?
But he had he has a different sheet of how the dateline works. whatever. Next time I give the shiur in the dateline, I'll tell you what he held. But he was a big. So he wrote a sefer Agali Sharm. And that sefer Agali Sharm, he discusses this Mishnah and Me'ilah. Pruto shel hektesh enoflo l'toch hakis. So you say you have a pruto shel hektesh that fell in. You have a nickel that fell into a batch of other nickels. So you have 50 nickels on the table, and one nickel falls in. So now you have 51 nickels. But you don't, now the one of the nickels is, you will point the hektish on. So it's hektish. The other nickels are what? The other nickels are chulin. So what's the din? Because l'chora, if you're going to spend the money, once you spend the hektish one, you're going to violate me'ila. Right? Or do we say that it's batal? Because it's Neinu Nikar.
Isn't there a way to transfer the acquisition?
Oh, so let's see. Let's see. So says the Mishnah, Pruta shel hektei shenoflo toch hakis. Kis is a bunch of coins. A kis, a pocket full of, a purse full of coins. Or she'omar pruta b'kis hektish. Or he says one pruta in this case shall be shal hektish. So kevish hotzi es harishon amal. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says once you spend the first pruta, you mal, because maybe you spent the hektish one. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Then the Mishnah continues. The chachamim omrim. Achayotzi es kol hakis. The Chachamim say, no, you have to spend the whole kiss. Because if you didn't spend all the things, but maybe you didn't spend the hektish one. So take a look in the Yachin and Boyas. So the Boaz, the first swell is divided into two parts, Yachin and Boaz. That's the two pillars in the base of Mikdash, Yachin and Boaz. So why you ma? Why did you say that it's batal? Why did you say it's batal? Because you can't tell which one is the asa, so it's the perfect example of bittel, right? It's a yavish be yavish, right? The coins are the chulin coins in the kiss. This coin of hektish fell in. So why does Rabbi Akiva say that when you spend the first one, you maul, it shouldn't be? And Mike Shalotzi Rishon Amal. Ti batel prutus hektish beruba. That's the cash of the boys. So maybe the answer is like this. It's a dovashish lomatirin. In other words, anything, because why? Because you can be poda, right? You said that. You can be poda. So then it's a dovashish lomatirin. So instead of right, belong a bit, it'll just be poda. But he says that's only a dindarabon. Some of the Dover Shayesh Lomotirin is not Batel, is only a Dinder Abonim. So therefore what? So therefore it shouldn't be a Din Me'ila. Me'ila is a Dinder Aisi, you have to bring a Korban Me'ila. So if the whole reason that it's not Batel is because of this Din of Dover Shayesh Lomotirin, that means Midar Aisi is Batel, only Midar Abonim it's not Batel, you wouldn't bring a Korban for that. So mal means you have a chiv korban mila. Retirzu mishum de matbeya dover chashuv. It'll have a deal with shubimina. So someone is saying that no, matbeya is a dover chashuv because anything that you count specific things. I mean, each one is chashuv. like sesame seeds, you don't count sesame seeds. If you have a thing of something, but things that you count, each one you count, so that's. Yeah, so that's the machlokes or etcher darkos, so davar shebeminyan. But again, lam devarim tumu mina. The guy davar chashiv is also only a dinder rabban. That's not bottle. So what do you gain? So again, that's the kasha. V'luchayra haya nearly. So you could say the mal the masnisin midrabban. You could say that maybe it doesn't mean meal meila. It just means mila midrabban. You violated this in mila. Kedashkan reish perkei v'tolish mechatas. Mesa the tana mal v'hainu midrabban. Okay, but it's a little bit difficult, right? So I think Rav Chaim Zimmerman in the Sefer points out that you have to look at the Tosfos Chadashim here, page 19. The Tosfos Chadashim, he says like this. Kashim came with the rice bottle of Hechiovi Korban Meila. He has the same kasha that the boy has asked. I'm the Tosfos Hechiovi Korban Meila. About the Ritzim Tzarek Nogar or Bar Nogar, the Holom Mom Ayin, whatever, Rabbi Sevi Kadoshim, he gave up. After the Masnitsin Asik Rabbi Yehuda, the Sovereign Mimimimino Lobata. So one possibility is you could say that the Mishnah is following the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda sheet is there's no bittel by Mimimimino, Midaraisa. So it's the same min, it's a coin and a coin, same coin. So Mimimimino, Rabbi Yehuda sheet is Lobata, but that's Midaraisa. So maybe that's the answer. But he says that no. The Batzim comes of all Rambam kosher, the pasuk Rabbi Yehuda. But the Rambam brings this halacha, and he doesn't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Rambam could have been learning that this Mishnah is a libid Rabbi Yehuda. Venerally, the gami daraisa lo bato. Why? Davada imhu nikar ha'isr lo bato. Yochel litlo v'kana isr hu ha'kedusha shal aprutav zay yochel litlo lachliv aprutah cheres v'nisheres chul de gemur mashen kime. So what Tosfos Chadashim is saying the exact same thing as who? There are. Because he's saying here that you could there was the din of poda not for to make it in the yeshiva material, but that's called nikar isr. Because you could remove the Isser through pinyon. You could say that whichever coin has the hektish, it should be chal on this, and you set aside another coin. So you could remove the Isser. So b'meila, and that's called nikar Isser. And that's a din daraisa. And because it's only if you're assuming like the ra'ah, and whatever you can read. In other words, in the end of the day, you'll never know which is the coin that had the hektish on. But so what? But nikar Isser doesn't mean that it had to be nikar. Nikar Isser means that since it's nikar, you can remove it. So if I can remove it without knowing, that's also called nikar Isser. So there's that same svara of the Ra'ah that he said, Lagabi Hechsha Kalim, the Tosus of Chaim Zimmerman points out that Tosus Chadashim in Mi'ila says.
Rabbi, how come nobody says that you need to take one coin out of the purse to be toilet?
But that's not going to help for the din daraisa. Because this is a din daraisa whether you have the, that's not going to work for. And it's mashma here that if you learn kapshuto, mal means mal, that you're going to have to bring a korban meila. But if it's batal, how can you bring a chayv? So you want to say it's not batal. But all those things that the boy has said that was only bidrabanan in a batal. And even davashish al medir. But if you say this vara, that it's called nikar iser, that makes it a daraisa. So it's good, but it's a beautiful Torah. It's the same thing that the Ra'ah said, but the only thing is la halacha hashas we don't accept it because we don't accept the Ra'ah's thing. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin if the cleaning lady throws back one of the thing that you set aside into the drawer with the forks, so it's batal. Not like the Ra'ah said that it's not batal. The Ra'ah says not batal midaraisa, and that's what the Tosfos Chadashim says. This coin is not batal midaraisa. That's why you're going to have to bring a korban meila. So it's good. It's a geshmak asvara. But lemaisa, it must be lahalacha. We must paskin that nikar means it has to be nikar, visible, kipshuta. Even though the lundus is beautiful, but with the raw, the tosas hadashim, and this. But
why does bittul then work if it's draped up like bashal chol?
I don't follow what you're saying.
Meaning that the raisa. I guess maybe not. Unless it's the same mother and Ibn.
Yeah.
So Nikar means Nikar Mamish. So the Rosh that we saw earlier says that if you have a Chag Mishrei and then you add one more Isser to that Trei Mishrei, now it's called Nikar Isser post Veneer. But you still don't know which one's the Isser and which one's not the Isser. It's not Nikar Mamish.
No, it's not Nikar, but that's what you did of Chos of Veneer. Because we don't need to know for
Rush says, why is this, if it's never, that's a little tender, you cook everything together. So then it shouldn't be closer to near. If it's closer to near, that should be a stira. He says closer to near works because it's nikar ha'isr. That's a shot.
Yeah, but okay, but that's.
So what we're saying now, so then how does it all fit together?
Yeah, but it could be that Nikar Isser is a different thing. That it's Nikar Isser meaning, he just means to say that it's not. It's not bottle.
He says, how do I know what's the raya? Because if, let's say you have time to tread, and someone came and told you what's over this, sir, about it, you need to.
Someone would tell you which one.
So that's how you know that when you have now train to tread, it's time to tread, it's the same thing. Same thing as Nikar, sir.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like the same discussion that we're having about today.
Okay, similar, right.
So why is that called
Nikar? Okay, Pashas is right. You're not remembering. It sounds a little bit along those lines, but that doesn't mean that we necessarily paskin that that's the svara that is called Nikar Isser. Because usually, like I told you, like the Rashba says, if you don't have shishim and mimish ein amino, so it's ein a bottle tab kiker, but the Rashba says that's called like Nikar Isser. But the Maisi, you still can't see it. So they use it as a pseudo Nikar Isser type of thing. Okay. So now let us look. Hilchos Sukkah is the original shir that I heard from Shas Cohen. It's called Mo'ed Sukkos that he was spoken to Satmar Beis Medrash on Rodney Street. He gave the shir on tzchach. You have kosher tzchach and posel tzchach. And they're mixed together. Say, for example, you have elon, that is the tzchach. In other words, the foliage of the tree serves as the tzchach. But the problem is that's mechubel lekarka. So that can't be good. But then more schach was piled up on top of it, right? More schach was piled up on top of it. And there's more tolishdikah schach than the mechuberdikah schach. So then that could be a din of bittul, right? So the Ran says here on page 9, u'bavadai she'ein bittul zeke bittul shari surim. He says, the Ram says, how can you say that this is a dim bittul when you have, again, you have a tree and the tree is hovering on the walls of the schach, so it's serving as the schach. There's a good minakak, but the problem is that it's mechuber still. So there's all the schach on top of it. But the Ram is basically asking, isn't this called nikar isser? Because you could just you'll just take the tree and you'll see which is the schach that's still attached to the tree and which is the schach that's tolish lagamri. So how can you call that bittel? So he says, you're right, it's not really bittel. Vada ain't bittel zeke bittel shari surim. But it's a pseudo bittel, and since it's, you know, it's Nisare, we say it's okay. But you're right, it's not the regular din bittel. And that's, if you see, it's in Shulchan Aruch here.
Rabbi, we know that you're not allowed to do stuff that is meant to ground. You're not allowed to cut it, and then it just becomes sort of stuff, right?
Well, that's the din of Tasev
Eliminas. Right. But then, would you be able to Tasev Eliminas so you bittle, meaning you cut it and then it's scuffle? Because only being a bit would Tasev Eliminas.
Yeah, then you would have to shake it maybe or something like that. But that's what the Ran is saying. The Ran is saying it's not a regular bittibus, it's really Nikra Isser. So take a look at the Taz. Says the Taz on page 10. The Kane should have a muat have a command the lazy dam cost of Lavush. So he quotes the Lavush. And I apologize that I didn't Xerox the Lavush. I always looks good eye to look up the Lavush. The Vush was his Mordechai. His name is Mordechai Yaffe. Yeah, what do you call the Vush?
The Chavis Chaim writes, Sefer Machen in Israel, that his Vush did some business deal, and the people set him up, that it wasn't real business deal. It could be Mechshal, the Aver, with the Mechshal. They like locked him in some room with his zone and was trying to seduce him, and there was no way to get out besides through the bathroom. Bathroom in those days, it wasn't the bathroom like we had, it was like a cesspool. And he jumped in the cesspool and said he could get out of that history. He came out and he said, my clothing are so dirty physically, they're so clean.
Sure, sure. Uh-huh.
So he said, that's a
problem. Uh-huh. Okay. Because he named all his svarim, because his name is Mordechai, after those psukim in Megillas Esther. All those psukim. So the Levush writes an interesting thing here. Because of the Levush possession of Botel, who eats a schach, a kashik, he didn't call Israel the heter, she now said Israel heter, of a kashali, a marine cane, she ain't makirin or so. He can't makirin or so, it's a rachin. So the Levush says, how could it be that it's a dim bittel? But this is that's Bittel's only aid Makirin, so he says Sarachian. So says the Taz, Fefshe Gamza Halachal Moshe Sinai, Inami Mina Torah Fiu Makir Isa Bartel Barov. Woo! So the Taz wants to say a possibility that even the Din of Nicaris is only a Din Darabon. Wow. Then he said, Hedin Yafil, the Wadal Rav Sham Yadin Miyom Zakim Lechayev. Because he says anything in Sanhedrin, we know who's the 20-3. We know who are the Chayvin and who was the Zakin. The Dovah Zayin of Royal Yikasev. So this is all the Levush speaking. No, I think this is still all the Levush speaking. In other words, the Levush has the Kasha, how does the Schach work? You have Taruvas of Schach, Mechuber, Neinu Mechuber. So he says, how does it work? So he says, well, maybe the din of Nikir is only a din Rabbanan. And Mamela, by Sukkah, we're not machbe for that din Rabbanan. For Sukkah, he says, Shal mitzvah okmu adoraisa. So the Taz says, Dobrze ain't a royally kosev, lomar. So he says that. So the Taz respond. This is all the Levush has. The Kasha gives the Teretz. That's why it would have been good if I would have shown you the Levush inside. But this is all the Levush. But still, the Adkan Lashono is still the Levush speaking. The Levush has the Kasha. How does this whole, like the Ran has the Kasha? So the Ran says it's not regular din, but he says that in a chanami, it's din bittel, but it's nikar. But nikar is there's only a din derabbanan, and by sukkah's daraisa, we're not machmir the din derabbanan. But the Taz says dover ze ain roy likosif ulomar. The Torah, because you can't say such a thing. It says that's the whole, like Rosh Hashanah says, that's the sod of Taruvus, is that it's Zeder Nikar. So how can the Levush say that's, you know, that's the essence of the din. That's what it is, Zeder Nikar. So the Levush will say, no, that's not the essence. That if something is mixed up, that's a Taruvus. Like the Raisin Bran case from the other day. That's a Taruvus. No, because we couldn't say that by Yavish for Yavish. Yeah, right. In other words, no one would say, even a Levush would not say that I can tell which one is the, so then there's no, because there, the suffix is the Taruvus. You have to have some Taruvus. So the answer is the other Taruvus is the physical mixture by Alach Malach. But you can only say that by Alach Malach, that it's Nikar, you could still... So that's what the Taz still doesn't like that, what the Levush is saying. But that's a fascinating. One or two more things. Let me show you. We have to find now the Ramah, the famous Ramah of the cold water. What page here? Yeah. Page 5, right? The famous Ramah about the cold water, right? That's based on the Rokeach, based on the Sefer HaSufos, etc. So look in the Gil Yom Marsha. Who wrote the Gil Yom Marsha? What? Shlomo Eger. Rav Akiva Eger's son. And I'll tell you, he learned with his son of at the Levaya, Rav Soloveitchik's Levaya, there was only one speaker. Only one speaker. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, his brother, was the only speaker. People say Tehillim, but only one speaker. And he made two comparisons about his brother, Rav, in the Levaya, to other people. One is he compared his brother and his father to Rabbi Akiva Eger and Shlomo Eger, that two gedolim, father son, learned with each other. So you know that Shlomo Eger's Rebbe was Rabbi Akiva Eger. So Rav Soloveitchik's Rebbe was his father. Rav Soloveitchik didn't go to regular. Rabbi Wilkin didn't go to regular yeshiva. He learned with his father. So that was one comparison he made, and the other comparison he made was. With Yosef and his brothers, and that people were jealous of Yosef and Chumash, and that was what he was saying about his brother. But those are the two. You can read it. You can read it. It's printed. The Hesped. So the Gil Yom Marsha is the Rav Shlomo Eger. So he writes here. He discusses on that Ramah about putting the cold water in the thing. He writes, nearly the midiraisahu, Mimashkos of Aran. He's saying that it's a din deraisa, also to Kosov, because he didn't scach mchuber shirvo, but a bit of mamish gave it yochal atirim, lama lalav. He says it's a din deraisa of the din of Makiro. And then he quotes the Ran, because the Ran said it's really nikar here, but here it's not the really din of Bittelville. Not really din, because it would have been a din bittel, it wouldn't work here because that's a din darais. And the Levush is the one who says that it's only the din of Nikra Yisrael. Again, but like you asked, No one would say that if I know which have three disjoint pieces of hamburgers and two of McDonald's, one of McDonald's, and I know I can see that that's nothing. That's burnished. You know, that's not bittel at all. It's only by in the case of the raisin bread or the case if you have a challah, a chocolate chip challah, and for some reason the raisins or the chocolate chips aren't kosher. So that would be that. So others would say, so that's a din. So take it. You have to take out the raisins. You can't. But the Lavush would say, no, midaraisa, it's batel. Maybe midrabanana, but the rice would be batel. There also, parenthetically, I should mention that there's a din in Hilchas Birkas Hanenin that if you have different minim together, then you only make one bracha. You only make one bracha. Like when you have a fruit cup. You have a fruit cup and you're eating in the fruit cup and there are parpria aitzes and parpria domas. And so what do? And you're going to eat in each spoonful, you're going to eat from both. So then the halacha is if it's your ikar chashivas is one of them, then that could be different. But if not, then you just make one bracha on the roof. But some poskim hold, like the Chai Adam, Moshe held this way, I think, that you only say that by Einu Nikar, to wave one bracha. Like if you have wine together with orange juice, so then that's a tarovus that you only wake one bracha on the rov. But if it's something Nikar, then you should make two brachas. That's how I think. But proof comes nicker. So I follow the sheet like Rabbi Body said. That's one bracha, even when it's nicker, if it's eaten together.
So I don't know if Rabbi eats sushi, but
no. No. So, but the Maisa, I followed the sheet that to make one bracha. If it's eaten together, whatever the rove is, unless it's mezonos, and then you make only on the mezonos. If it's like Rav Mari says, it's davar chashuv. But that in Hilchas Birkas Hanenin, this idea of nikra iser is like Rav Moshe held. Rav Moshe held if it's nikra, you can make them both. That was his thing about his tshuva on raisinets. Tshuva raisinets. He says to make two brachas and raisinets. Two brachas and raisinets.
You bite into the chocolate and then bite into the
raisinets. Yeah, you'll figure out how to do it. But you make two brachas and raisinets. And not to say no. You make one bracha. Rav Abadi would say, what would Rav Abadi say? The mother of Shach, you make one bracha. Why? Because you follow the rove. And even if you didn't follow the rove, the bracha and the chocolate and the raisin is the same bracha because they both bar priates. Yeah. Right, that's Rav Abadi. Rav Abadi is very stark about that. The chocolate you should make a boy prayates. And Rav Abadi holds orange juice also. Rav Abadi holds, yeah, to make a boy prayates and orange juice. Yeah. But
does Rabbi follow that?
What?
To make a eights and a chocolate?
That's a good question. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. What happens when you have something and you're taking two bites? So one bite has arrived, but the second bite, you don't always get the same arubis in each bite. Sometimes there's only a little piece of
dough left. Right, but lamaisa, if eating it together, that's the role of the thing. That's he would say to me, one bracha. I told you at the dinner meal we always have a discussion. My wife and I, we'll serve fish for dinner, breaded. So we'll always discuss is the which we call a chashuv. The coating on the right. The kol sheyesh bo is only when it's something chashuv. So it depends. Some schnitzels, how thick it is. So we always have a discussion. That's a dinner. We always discuss what's going to be. I told you, I was just this week, Baruch Hashem, we remember David Amster got married in Marina Del Rey. So they have those stark onion rings. So there is a very thick coating. So sometimes I get a tam-tam, but I didn't see any tam-tams this time. So I just followed what I thought the Ikara Din was, and it just made a mazonas on the... It depends, but the onion rings of Marina Del Rey, those are very, very stark coating. So then I think it's very... Okay.
Yeah. Debbie, in the making of a gospel, he says that Reb Shlomo Zalman's grandkid once asked Reb Shlomo Zalman's wife, what bracha you make on chocolate? So his wife said, Shakel. So he asked Reb Shlomo Zalman afterwards, Zadie, what bracha do you make on chocolate? So he said, you asked your Bobby, why are you asking me? He like avoided the question.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a whole discussion. Okay, we still didn't finish this packet, but is there an Imre Baruch in this packet? That's right. This is the original Imre Baruch. Is written by Rav Baruch Tolman Frankel, the Baruch Tam. Rabbi Dov Schreier from the OU. His wife is from, her maiden name is Frankel. She's a mishpacha of the Imre Baruch. Okay, we're not going to have, I don't want to rush it, so maybe we'll finish this packet on Monday as a show. But it's good. I want you to get it good, never rush learning. That's what Rav Avadi Yosef always used to say when he came here. He says, he always quoted the Pasuk in Tehillim, Ani Amarti Bechovzi, Kol Ha'odam Kozev. That if you learn Bechovzi, Bechipozim too quickly, then you call Adam Kozev. Kozev means sheker. You're going to get the wrong shot. You're not going to understand correctly. You would think he hears all the pekiyas. He didn't learn. No, he was very into learning slowly. That was his sheet in learning.
Rabbi, I put the Lavush in the WhatsApp group.
Oh, so they could see the original printing.
Yeah.
You want to show it? Do you want to
you want me to put it on the screen?
Put it on the screen so we could see it.
Yeah, ask anyone on the WhatsApp group.
Someone in the WhatsApp group could put on the screen?
I mean, I could put it on the screen if you want.
Or you put it on the screen.
Okay.
Full beds with the screen.
Oh, but it's not enabled for me.
One second. Here. Rabbi Albert is going to put it on.
Well, I'm just going to allow Avram to share screen. Okay, Avram, you should be able to share screen now.
Okay. So, 1 second.
Oh, Lush, okay, let's see. Yeah.
Oh, 1 second. This is 1 second. This is the second. This is the one. Okay, so basically.
Which SIF is it?
Tough Rish Lama Base.
Right,
It's right.
He says like this. Makira Issa, 3 lines from the bottom of the right. Makira and Hatzarik Lashlicho. So Esher she comes out local mish between the Hachich, she nispatu nasa Issaheta. Inami Minatora feel the Makira. See the first line on the left side. Inami Minatora a feel the Makira Issa Bottle Barov. That was it. Said Hedgin Yofinola. Wow. The first teretz was scroll down. Efshush Gamza Allah Mishim Kana Rome Makim Asagam who heter. Efshush Gamza Allah Mishim Sino for Hachi. That's part of the Allah Mishim Sino. That if it's mixed
that,
together.
That it works to do bittel by Schach, even though it's nicker.
But then he says, "Inami minatora, by all cases, meaning all cases of lach balach, of tarovas, a field of makir is a batal barof. This is Sanhedrin. We know who the mezakim mechayev is. But then that's the whole discussion we had before, that how much do we really follow Sanhedrin? Do we follow exactly? We discussed that with the Chalfet Yoav, with that packet. Okay.
It says over here, look at the Ataris Zahav. And I just wanted to show you that the El Yerab on the bottom says something over here.
Okay.
Lesa Devarim in the Torah Osir, the Taz, Ella. Go ahead. What does it say?
I didn't see it. You read it. Oh, I'm here. One second. Because since the psul is not choshev, it's command leisidav. It's not really a din of bittel. It's just a din that since it's mixed in, so the psul doesn't have a chashivas, but it's not the real din of bittel. That's what the Ran says. He can't say the real din of bittel because it's nikar iser. So the levush, he's the one who has the guts to say that maybe it's only a din derabanan. That's a very big chiddush. Okay, he's an important yesaidus, Rav Moshe. Important yesaidus. Okay, have a good day. Kol tov, everybody.